I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 883, Small Decisions. It's easy to think that big, major, seemingly important decisions is what really makes our life, today and tomorrow. And certainly, big decisions about our job or our marriage or children or location, those things do matter greatly. But those aren't the only factors that make our life and our future. Often, it's the smaller decisions that make the bigger impact in the long run. Let me tell you about my new venture. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, or T2G, because Jesus said, the greatest commandments of all are to love God, not just a little bit, but a lot of bit, with all we've got, and to let that love be in how we love others. I'm not overweight, but I have been in the past, and I don't want to go there again. Plus, as I get older, I want to stay as healthy as I can for as long as I can. Now, I've tried all kinds of things over the years, from Richard Simmons' Deal-A-Meal, anybody remember that, to various gym memberships, to Brightline eating, and I'm convinced that most of these will work if you work them, and I'm convinced that all of these won't work if you don't. Well, my latest venture is called Habit Nest. Habit Nest is a company that puts out journals and educational material for developing a habit. Now, it could be any kind of habit, like starting a morning routine or nutrition or exercise. The one on nutrition and the ones on exercise have been the most useful to me so far. In the nutrition one, you get the science behind it, and then you get daily tips and some challenges and some motivational stories of people who have succeeded. I find the tips the best. Tips like, write out what you're going to eat the next day and stick to the plan. Or, don't eat just to eat, eat when you're hungry, and then stop eating when you're full. Okay, I guess this is not rocket science. But the one I want to talk about today goes beyond food to all of life. And the challenge goes like this, as they wrote it. Pay attention to the many decisions that you make every day. Many is M-I-N-I. Ask yourself, if I made this choice every day, for example, the decision to drink soda, would I be a lot closer to my goals or a lot further? Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's brilliant. What a great question to ask ourselves about, well, everything. Will this spending decision help me to love God and others better? Will this comment that I'm about to make sound like something Jesus would say? Will this choice of book or movie or website make me more like Jesus or push me further from his image? 2 John 8 says, watch out that you do not lose what you've worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. And of course, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding, so get some education. In all your ways, here it is, submit to him, and he'll make your path straight. Here's the great question. Think about a little decision that you've made lately, a little one. Go on, think about it. Have you got it? Well, it could be something you ate, something you bought, something you said, something you thought, something you read, something you watched, somewhere you went, a small decision. Now, did that decision make you more or less like Jesus? What do you think? Let's pray this prayer adapted from moodymedia.org. Father, I pray that you may give me a heart of wisdom. I pray that I will always make wise choices. And when two paths seem to be equal, I pray you'll help me to make that decision. Give me a heart that is willing to obey you, to respond in faith to the wisdom that you give. My small decisions are making my life. So help me choose wisely today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 884. And in the meantime, Ari Banyan wrote, don't let the old you make your decisions. Today is the only day change exists, and your entire life will be altered. Don't change today, and tomorrow will be exactly like today forever. Is there a small decision the Lord would have you change today? It could be not drinking soda or something physical about your health. Or it could be what shows you watch or the time you spend in the Word and prayer. I don't know. Now, this is not about legalism. It's about habit. It's about developing holy habits that make us more and more loving to our Lord and others in His name. Podcast family, sanctification, becoming like Jesus, is a slow cooker, not a microwave. It happens over the long haul, the ups and downs of our lives, and we are formed primarily, foundationally, by our small decisions.